Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Just a very brief introduction. When a person prepares food for Shabbos, cook food for Shabbos, there are two possible problems. Number one, leaving the food on an open flame. That's called shehiya, leaving it. And there's also something called atmana. Atmana is where a person actually takes it off the flame, but they insulate it with something that could be problematic as well. So let's see in the Mishnah, and initially the Mishnah will speak about the prohibition of shehiya, of leaving a pot with cooked food in it on the fire. The Mishnah says like this, kira. Kira was a type of oven that was used where there was a place, it was like a large double earthenware apparatus that could fit two pots in it, and you put the pots, go into it directly. Shisikua b'kashu b'gava, that a person used either straw as a kindle, or gavvar, twigs, thorns, stuff like that. The halacha is, nois nin aleha, one can put on this type of oven, tavshil, a cooked item, ready for Erev Shabbos. Because straw and those type of things are not coals, and there's no problem that a person will come to stoke up the fire. However, begefes, if let's say a person uses the residue, the leftover, the junk of olives, more person uses wood, lo yiten, that is prohibited for the person to put a cooked food before Shabbos, ad sheyigrof, until the person gets rid of the coals or moves the coals to the side, or he should has to sprinkle afer, dust on the or earth on the coals to cool them down, and then we are no longer worried that the fellow's going to come to stoke up the coals if they are covered. Now it just happens to be that this is only a problem if you have a food that was partially cooked before Shabbos, or if it was cooked totally, but leaving it on makes it get better. That's called mitstamik v'yafalo. But let's say some food that was not cooked at all, or was cooked totally, and leaving it on, making it hotter, will ruin it. Then it's permitted for a person to leave it on a kira, even though they didn't move away the coals or put earth on top of it. Beis Shammai says, Chamin, hot water is the only thing that's permitted to leave in a kira, even after you move away the coals or you put earth on it. That's something that's permitted on Shabbos. Have a low tafshul, but even if you move away the coals or you sprinkle earth on it, Beis Shammai will hold that it's prohibited to leave any type of cooked food in the kira on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel disagrees, and he says, Chamin v'tafshul, whether hot water, whether a cooked food, it is permitted to leave that on a kira, as long as a person has the two requirements of moving away the coals or sprinkling earth on them. B'Shabbos Yomrim, no. B'Shabbos says you're allowed to remove from an oven on Shabbos hot water or something like that, which is what B'Shabbos holds. You're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, not a problem. Avalo Marzir, but once you removed it, you can't put it back in the kira, because it seems like you're cooking on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omer Marzirin, and Beis Hillel says it's even permissible for a person to remove it off of the flame and then put it back. However, even Beis Hillel that permits a person to do it, that's only if the person didn't put the pot down. So they would have to still be holding on to the pot. But if they already placed them on the counter or something like that, even Beis Hillel would hold that it's prohibited to return the cooked food back to the kira, because that looks like mivashel, that looks like a person is cooking on Shabbos. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day.